Radio Daily.
For Anti-Friday.
Hey, y'all.
Yeah, been a bit there. Hope you enjoyed your gobbles and festivities and things of that nature. We'd like to welcome you to the 5th of December, which is, of course, International Ninja Day. So feel free to get out your outfits and sneak around.
I'll just wear all black, but not tell anyone.
See, I like it. That's a good thing to work.
Works for golf day, too.
The folks that are bringing to you today, they're just going to say it like it needs to be said, that there's the Flintstones.
Spit it out, or are you trying to build suspense?
Ooh, making a call. Hi, everyone. I'm the wonderful Billy Flynn.
Awesome. I don't care what you say. Awesome.
You know, if you see it that way, what happened on this fine, fantastic video?
Well, let's take it back to 1776. Phi Beta Kappa, America's first academic honor society, is founded at the College of William and Mary in Williamsburg, Virginia. Organized by a group of enterprising undergraduate members, they met regularly to debate, socialize, and write.
1879, the first U.S. patent for an automatic telephone switching system issued to Daniel Connolly of Philadelphia, Thomas A. Connolly of D.C., and Thomas T.J. McTee of Pittsburgh.
1893, the first electric car is built in Toronto, Canada. It travels 15 miles between charges.
Nice. 1926, the battleship Potemkin, directed by Sergei Eisenstein, premieres in New York City. Initially only seen by a small audience of film aficionados and trade unionists, it will later become one of the most renowned films in the history of cinema.
Oh. 1932, German-born Swiss physicist Albert Einstein is granted an American visa, making it possible for him to travel to the U.S.
1941, Konrad Zuse completes his 23 computer, the first program-controlled electromechanical digital computer.
1951, the first push-button-controlled garage is opened in Washington, D.C. by the Parking Services Incorporated at a cost of $325,000. A single attendant, without entering the vehicle, could automatically park or return a car to or from the park-o-mat in less than a minute.
1965, Richard L. Wexblatt becomes the first candidate in a computer science program to complete a doctoral dissertation. Many doctorate candidates had previously performed computer-related research, but Wexelblatt's diploma presented by the University of Pennsylvania will be the first to carry the designation computer science.
Wexelblatt, 1978, the space probe Pioneer Venus 1 begins to return data and pictures from an orbit around Venus to scientists in Mountain View, California.
1983, the video arcade game NFL Football was unveiled in Chicago, the first video arcade game licensed by the NFL.
1994, the Walt Disney Company creates the Disney Interactive Division to develop and license interactive multimedia products on CD-ROM for computers and cartridges for Sega and Nintendo video game systems. The products will be distributed by Buena Vista Home Video.
2000, Amazon.com crashes for 40 minutes as a result of internal software mix-up.
2001, the U.S. Federal Trade Commission issues a statement saying the games industry has made substantial progress in ending the marketing of violent content to children.
Sure. 2005, using nanotechnology, scientists at Balyan University and the Techion Israel Institute of Technology produce a polyon composed of acetylene units, which is 40 times harder than diamond, which was previously the hardest substance known to man.
2006, NASA announces that it plans to build a permanently occupied station on the moon and shuttle personnel to it regularly by the year 2020. How'd we do with that? Love to have been on the moon in 2020.
Right. 2010, NASA's Mars Odyssey spacecraft becomes the longest operating spacecraft ever sent to Mars. It entered orbit October 23rd of 2001.
2014, NASA's Orion multipurpose crew vehicle, the MPCV, yeah, you know me, debuted when it was launched for a four-hour test flight. It landed on target in the Pacific Ocean.
So it splashed down? Birthdays?
Frankie Muniz is 37 from Malcolm in the Middle, Fairly Odd Parents, Agent Cody Banks, Stay Alive, and Sharknado 3.
Jessica Perret is 42 from Mad Men, Hot Tub Time Machine.
Nick Stahl is 43 from Carnival, T3, and Sin City.
Amy Acker is 46. Fred on Angel, alias Dollhouse, person of interest.
Paula Patton is 47 from Mission Impossible, Ghost Protocol, and Warcraft.
Eric Etibari is 53. That's Ian on Witchblade, Too Fast, Too Furious.
Lisa Marie is 54 from Ed Wood, Mars Attacks, Sleepy Hollow, and Burton's Planet of the Apes.
Margaret Cho is 54 from All American Girl, Face Off, and the Rugrats movie.
Dr. Dre is 59 from Yo MTV Raps, Who's the Man, King John Ill on 30 Rock.
No longer with us, born in the state in 1782, Martin Van Buren, American lawyer and politician, 8th president of the United States, first one born in the United States.
Wow. Born in 1879, Clyde Vernon Cessna, American pilot and businessman, founded the Cessna Aircraft Corporation.
1890, Fritz Lang, Austrian-American director of Metropolis M, the Dr. Mabuse films.
Born in 1901, Walt Disney.
1906, Otto Preminger directed Man with the Golden Arm, Nanny of Murder. He was Mr. Freeze in Batman 66 and the Elven King in the 77 Hobbit.
Wait, none of that going to be on TV. But on CBS, we get A New the Neighborhood, and then Bob Arts Habashola, and A New NCIS, and NCIS Hawaii.
ABC's got The Great Christmas Light Fight.
Fun.
Then three of the doctors meet a patient who has an infected surgical sponge inside abdomen. Dr. Morgan Park treats the victim of sexual assault, and they encounter force her to confront a dark time from her own past.
Damn.
On A New the Good Doctor.
NBC has a live semifinal top eight performances on The Voice. And former Saturday Night Live cast members Fred Armisen and Anna Gasteyer compete against fellow Late Night alums Rachel Dratch and Melissa Villanueva as they celebrate the holiday season with music-based games and impressions on A New That's My Jam.
Okay. Fox has TMZ's Merry Effin' Christmas and The Cleaning Lady.
I think it's Elfin' Christmas.
Nope. It's Elfin' Christmas.
CW, The Waltons Homecoming.
Freeform has Effin' Scrooge.
Homecoming, it's like they're at the kegger in the parking lot. AMC, The Dead Eyes, The Polar Express.
The Dead Eyes, Bravo. Rachel runs into trouble while preparing dinner due to a missing ingredient. Frasier watches his interior team fight, so he decides to alter his management style. Captain Lee calls his doctor. Ross and Katie flirt with each other, New Below Deck.
Uh-oh. On FX, The Santa Claus 3, The Escape Clause.
FXX, it's a Family Guy marathon.
FXM, The Predator, and AVPR, Aliens vs. Predator Requiem.
Paramount's got The Shawshank Redemption.
Sci-Fi Kill Bill, Volume 1 and Volume 2.
TBS, Roger prepares for a piano recital. The family recreates a TV show from Klaus' childhood as they try to teach him the importance of sharing on A New American Dad.
Oh. TNT, Dr. Seuss is How the Grinch Stole Christmas and The Wizard of Oz.
Ooh, but we're watching the Lifetime Movie Network. When the new girl at school, whose mom was recently admitted to rehab, inadvertently gets on the wrong side of a popular girl at school, the Queen Bee will stop at nothing to wreck her sweet 16th birthday party and make her life a living hell. Bailey Bass and Courtney Lauren Cummings star in A Gift of Murder.
The wonderful Billy Flynn looks at what Chad and Abby are up to now. If you know what TV show they're on this week, you could win yourself a prize. It's your Further Adventures of Chad and Abby update. Chad comes back home and witnesses a murder aboard the local waterway transportation. Chad believes a board game holds the clues needed to uncover the recent strange events in town. Chad will examine every angle. He's going to look into the narrows. He won't need a miracle to get a conviction. Hashtag Chabby. Forever.
Looks like you've got mail waiting.
2 weeks? Did you say you'd be gone 2 weeks? But how am I going to be informed or be entertained? Must I entertain myself? You heard what random thoughts happen when I have to entertain myself. If I had a third eye, I'd name it Winky. Crap. You aren't going to be gone until New Year's, are you? Love and oy vey, it's so cold up here. That is from Drace.
Oh, hey, Drace. No, we're back.
Why, no, not that long. And that wasn't as long as Christmas break is going to be. Oops, did I let that out? Drop a note, won't you please? It's podcast at geekradiodaily.com. Or, of course, a voicemail text message. Use the magic numbers of
510-GRD-CROW.
Not technically as long because part of it is for New Year's, so.
We ain't going nowhere, bitches.
We let things pile up in the DVR, we add them to our queues, we wait for the DVDs and Blu-rays. We time shift. The Time Shifters Podcast. Sci-fi, horror, fantasy, superheroes, comedy, action, film, television, maybe some not-so-current events. Find us on iTunes or at timeshifterspodcast.com.
Hey, what's up, everybody? This is Ming Chen from AMC's Comic Book Men. Listen, I'm a nerd, I'm a geek, but first and foremost, I'm a podcaster. I create podcasts. I have my own podcast studio. I help other people create podcasts. Listen, none of that really matters because the only podcast that matters is Geek Radio Daily. Geek Radio Daily. The only podcast that matters is Geek Radio Daily. You don't need to listen to anything else. Listen to it, load it up, subscribe to it, give it a great rating, and tell all your friends. I deleted all the podcasts I was listening to. I only listen to Geek Radio Daily now. Every day, all day. It's the only thing you need. Well done if you're listening to this. And tell everybody. Geek Radio Daily.
That was the best drop ever.
Wow, that was sweet. You really... really didn't have to say that. I'm kind of embarrassed now. Don't look to do it myself. Thanks, Syrinx. What if folks
dropped it? Syrinx just get
yeah,
that?
Yeah, Syrinx got that. It was nice. Very nice of him.
Oh, my God. This week's 10, last week's 9, Ticket to Paradise made $849,000. It's made 66.5 in 7 weeks.
This week's 9, last week's 7, Bones and All, 1.1. It's made 6 in 3 weeks.
This week's 8, last week's 8, The Fabelmans made another $1.29 million. It's made 5.5 in 4 weeks.
This week's 7, last week's 5, Black Adam makes another $1.5 million, 165 in 7.
This week's 6 is new. I Heard the Bells made $1.8 million. It's made $2.5 million because they probably had some extra days added on or something.
Phew. This week's 5, last week's 3, Devotion makes another 2.8, 13.8 in 2 weeks.
This week's 4, last week's 4, The Menu made another $3.5 million. It's made 24.7 in 3 weeks.
This week's 3 was last week's 2, Strange World, making 4.9, 25.5 in 2 weeks.
This week's 2 is new. Violent Night made $13.3 million in the first week it's been out.
And still the number one movie in America, Black Panther, Wakanda Forever.
Still need to see that.
17.5, 383 in 4 weeks.
I'm not wearing any pants. Film at 11.
Geek News. Taking a look at the world. From a geeky point of view, a Disney classic is going to be making his way back to Disney Animation just in time for the 100th anniversary of the Walt Disney Company. Oswald the Lucky Rabbit will star in an all-new animated short, the first time in 94 years the character was last used in a cartoon. It's entitled Oswald the Lucky Rabbit. It's going to be available on the Walt Disney Animation Studios YouTube channel.
Well, if we're bringing back abandoned Disney characters, can we get another run at Black Cauldron?
That was so good. Oswald is such a plucky scamp. We wanted to bring Oswald back, and in the short, he literally returns to his original home, the movie screen, says animator Eric Goldberg. We wanted to have Oswald do all the squash and stretch rubber hose animation style, celebrating the first generation of Walt Disney artists.
Yeah, not the ones who made the crows, the Siamese cats, or, you know, Tika and Sunflower.
Oswald the Lucky Rabbit is considered Walt Disney's first breakout animated star, widely considered one of the first characters in animated history to feature a unique personality. Walt Disney introduced Oswald in 1927 with Trolley Troubles. 26 short films were created by Walt Disney and his team. 06, Disney CEO Bob Iger made an unprecedented deal with NBC Universal, including permitting sportscaster Al Michaels, to contract with NBC in exchange for the return of Oswald to return home. Since then, he's been in video games and merchandise and animated short and in Disney theme parks globally.
Meanwhile, Chicken Little's kept hidden in a box in the basement of the Haunted Mansion.
Disney is also launching today an Oswald the Lucky Rabbit Snapchat lens globally that allows users to channel Oswald using AR technology, which was much better than the plan for the virtual Neverland Native American camp.
Right. A lot's happened in 100 years. Well, think back to earlier this year, or if you have a Nintendo Switch a month ago, and you may recall a game by the name of Sifu, developed by Slow Clap of Absolver fame. The roguelike simultaneously garnered solid reviews for its combat and criticism for how it incorporated Chinese culture and languages. Now things are about to come full circle as the game inspired by Chinese martial arts films is about to become a martial arts film of its own.
Meanwhile, Xbox can't get anyone to fund a sequel for Kung Fu Chaos.
John Wick writer Derek Kolstad is using his production company Story Kitchen, which reportedly won the rights after a competitive pursuit. Kolstad will also be writing the script and continues his fairly recent streak of adapting games. He's working on shows for Splinter Cell and Dungeons & Dragons, in addition to a movie for Streets of Rage. Another noteworthy addition on the producer side is Jeff Ludwig, who's also producing the AMC adaptation of Remedy's Alan Wake.
Oh, come on. If they want a challenge, just adapt Custer's Revenge.
Sifu becoming a movie would be notable on its own, both because of its martial arts combat being a perfect fit for film and the glut of games being turned into shows on films. Its gameplay mechanics offer neat little hook, something potentially interesting to hang a movie around. When the player character dies, they're magically resurrected where they last perished. But Upon resurrection, the character also ages several years, at which point their power grows in proportion to how much damage they could take. When they die after reaching a certain age threshold, they're completely dead and have to start the run over.
And also have to spend time working as an accountant.
It's an interesting dynamic in terms of gameplay, but raises some questions about how to properly bring that across in the film itself. Yeah, like, do you cast a different actor, like, every whenever or so? Anyway, granted, we're still a few years off from it being a reality, so it's possible that they can figure out how to merge honoring the game's roguelike roots and not messing with the kung fu action flow that's come to define Kolstad's movies. And hopefully, they actually have some Chinese people involved in the film's production while they're at it. Maybe getting around to making movies out of Shinobi, Dynasty Warriors, and Ninja Gaiden.
Oh, I would love that. If you've been wanting Valve's portable PC console, the Steam Deck, but lack the spare cash, Valve is going to be giving away a bunch of them for free during the annual broadcast of the Game Awards. All you have to do is watch the Game Awards through Valve's streaming site. Remember when Valve lost his streaming site?
No, but then again, I don't remember how many games I bought that I have never played.
The annual montage of trailers and ads that is dressed up as a gaming show in a desperate effort to hide its true nature is back. And this awards show will air on December 8th and give out a few awards as quickly as possible between dozens of trailers, ads, and commercials for DLC and expansion passes. But if you decide to watch the whole thing, which can be about 3 hours long, you might be able to win a Steam Deck for your troubles.
You want to impress me? Give out a Halcyon, a Phantom, or my own arcade cabinet of Polybius.
As with any giveaway or contest of this nature, it's got some extra rules and restrictions to be aware of. In fact, it's only open to folks in the United States, Canada, the UK, or the EU. You also need to have bought something on Steam in the last 12 months, and your account must be in good standing. And if you check all those boxes, you can register at the link in the show notes. And when you register, you also get a cute little animated Steam Deck emoji sticker.
Well, that makes us all winners.
Well, yeah, except for the fact that you have to sit through the Game Awards.
Yeah. Well, interesting story here. Two major NASA missions that have launched in the past year are revealing a communications weakness in space.
In space, no one can hear you. There's no joke. I mean, it's a vacuum.
NASA communicates with all of its distant spacecraft, from the Orion capsule to the James Webb Space Telescope to Voyager 1, through the Deep Space Network, a collection of 14 antennae located at three sites in California, Spain, and Australia. But the network is busy, and ensuring that every mission beyond Earth orbit has the communication time it needs can be tricky, an issue that Artemis 1 mission has exacerbated.
Especially with everyone checking Reddit all the time.
While Orion is in flight and beyond low Earth orbit, it's in near constant contact with the Deep Space Network, a major drain that has put the Webb and other missions in the back seat. NASA's known Artemis would strain the Deep Space Network. The agency arranged upgrades to some of the antenna and added two new ones in January of 2021 and March of 2022 in preparation.
I mean, can they like drop off some of the solar-powered Wi-Fi extenders throughout the galaxy?
Well, the JWST scientists usually send commands to the $10 billion observatory about once a week, so infrequent communication doesn't really affect the observatory getting its instructions. But for astronomers to actually enjoy Webb's power, the telescope needs to be able to beam home its data and do so before its computer fills up. NASA plans additional Artemis launches, and these with humans aboard. In 2024 and beyond, scientists would want a different solution to the communications logjam. So, you know, maybe only send people who have been vaccinated, and we'll just, you know, use their 5G.
2 years after announcing that it would be fully revamping the 30-year-old theme park ride Splash Mountain, removing its connection to the company's controversial, permanently vaulted feature film Song of the South, Disney has unveiled its plans for the ride's updated version, the Princess and the Frog-themed Tiana's Bayou Adventure.
So it'll be based on that, what, mountain in New Orleans?
Splash Mountain, which opened in 1992, has long been the subject of controversy owing to its connection to Song of the South, which Disney released in 1946, drawing criticism both then and now for its depiction of a Reconstruction-era Georgia plantation. CEO Bob Iger, who recently took back control of the company, noted in 2010 that the film was antiquated and fairly offensive, and later stated that he had no intention of putting it on the company's streaming service, Disney+.
Which is fine, but come on. The holiday special.
Splash Mountain got some cover over the decades, presumably from the fact that it features no references to the live-action portion of the hybrid animated film, in which James Baskett's Uncle Remus tells stories to Bobby Driscoll's Johnny, and it features Br'er Rabbit, Br'er Fox, and Br'er Bear, characters from those cartoon stories who have also occasionally popped up in more modern projects from the company.
Hey, Disney, how about rebranding the Br'er Rabbit stories, since those are actually part of African folklore?
Disney announced back in 2020, amidst the protests that broke out nationwide in the aftermath of George Floyd's killing by police, that it was transforming Splash Mountain outright, replacing it with Princess and the Frog version, which, still at its heart, is going to be a log flume ride in New Orleans. Except now you'll be hanging out with Tiana and Louie, the alligators. They prepare for a big carnival season party with beautiful Zydeco music filling the air, but without animatronic banjos playing. Come on, who am I kidding? You know there's going to be an animatronic banjo being plucked somewhere.
Banjos in New Orleans.
Exactly, but thankfully, they'll finally stop selling that Tar Baby ice cream treat. GRD is licensed under Creative Commons Attribution, non-commercial. Hey, folks, we're back. Did I mention I missed you? Gosh, good times. Thanks, everybody, for coming out to Jackbox. By the way, it was tremendous. We're going to be talking about poker soon, I do believe, and we'll play Jackbox again, and you should join us in all those fun things. And drop a note, won't you? It's podcast at geekradiodaily.com, or, of course, a voicemail or text message. You just need the magic numbers of
510-GRD-CREW, and poker is this Saturday the 10th.
Oh, it's this Saturday the 10th. There you go. I guess I should make sure I should set the game up. That's a good plan. I'll get on that. See ya.
Well, we have nothing big and flashy to show you this week.
You are all weirdos.
You can waste time with your friends when your chores are done.
Good night, suckers.
Listen, ladies, it's been real and it's been fun.
But has it been real fun?
Mm-mm. Nope.
My name is John Connor. They tried to murder me before I was born. When I was 13, they tried again. Machines from the future. Terminators. All my life, my mother told me the storm was coming. Judgment Day. The beginning of a war between man and machines. 3 billion lives would vanish in an instant. And I would lead what was left of the human race to ultimate victory. It hasn't happened. No bombs fell. Computers didn't take control. We stopped Judgment Day. I should feel safe, but I don't. So I live off the grid. No phone. No address. No one and nothing can find me. I've erased all connections to the past. But as hard as I try, I can't erase my dreams, my nightmares.